Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Too many lawsuits, Tommy.
What's going on now?
Everyone's trying to sue everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hear the story, that's where your brain might go. But even if this woman is exaggerating what happened,
yeah,
there are some moments you cannot let slip through your fingers. And even though she says she was really hurt, if you were going to be hurt, these are the people you would want to hurt you.
Okay. Big bank? Deep pockets?
Might be big. Oh, huge bank.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. I thought you were asking me if a big bank hurt her. I walked into Key Bank and a guy punched me right in the head. Branch manager. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. An alleged incident at the 2023 PGA Championships at Oak Hill has led to a lawsuit from a woman who lives just west of us outside of Buffalo.
What happened?
So the woman was a spectator at one of the days of the event.
Mm-hmm.
She says she was standing along a rope line. For fans.
Yeah, but you're watching the fans.
Yeah. You got it. When she was violently hit by a golf cart. A golf cart.
Driven by a golf.
Okay.
No, it was not being driven
by somebody that works.
Yeah, because they walk.
The golf cart, according to the story, was being operated by a member of the media crew for the tournament.
Oh, no.
But like CBS.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, you'll see. It'll all make sense in a second.
Somebody on the broadcast team.
You got it. So the woman says she was.
You just got Nance, baby.
Hello, friend.
I'm guessing that's why they would have been in a hurry.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch something.
So they clipped her with a cart.
Oh, no, they didn't clip her. Woman says she was launched over the rope impact of the golf cart. She says she suffered serious injuries.
Yeah.
Including,
so she's in a fairway.
She said she was knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
That she had a concussion. She had a herniated disc and other injuries to her neck, shoulders, and arm.
How is this not bigger news, man? This is a major tournament.
I know. I didn't hear anything about this.
No.
It may have happened before the event started.
Okay.
Right? Or off of a way. I mean, who the hell knows? After the crash, this woman says she required surgery. She still requires ongoing medical care for pain and permanent injuries that prevent her from, and I quote, pursuing her usual activities as well as social and recreational pursuits. All of this, according to a story yesterday in the Democrat and Chronicle. Now, because of what happened, this woman is now suing Oak Hill, the PGA, and CBS for damages related to the injury.
Oak Hill, the PGA. I hope they
a lot
it.
Of money.
I don't know if they had that kind of money operation. They might have to sell a few of those Rolex watches they keep pushing on me. Oh, my God. This is a dream come true. Oh, I know it sounds terrible.
All right, let's talk.
There's money.
Yeah, but it's pretty tough injury to get through.
I understand.
This
I understand.
Isn't just as she got hit with a golf ball or,
I know.
Something a little less
intense. She got pulverized,
intense.
Man.
That's what she says. Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. If you get hit with the golf car or the golf ball, Kimmy, you're not going to have
anywhere
near.
Yeah, you don't
get
anything.
No.
Okay. So, again, out of the gate here, this obviously sucks for this woman, obviously. And, think about this. She just went out for a fun day at golf.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if the allegations are true, it changed her life.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Forever.
None of what she described sounds fun. With that, Oak Hill, the PGA and CBS, not knowing how this is going to end. I'm going to ask this question sincerely. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is what happened to this woman a blessing or is it a curse? Really?
Because we don't know if this is something that she can make a full recovery from.
It doesn't sound like it is.
She could have. I mean, permanent she could damage. Have a bad back. It could be hard to just sit and stand.
I mean, Kimmy, it's been two years. She says she's still going through this stuff.
But think if you worked a physical job for 30, 40 years.
Sure.
Let's say you were a roofer, construction guy. You were a waitress.
Yeah.
Your body's banged up.
You know,
been on your feet. You've got a bad back, sore elbows. Your feet are shot. May need hip replacement.
Absolutely.
And you ain't walking away with squat.
You
get a little Social Security and whatever you squirrel away.
But yeah, Social Security, okay.
Right? But a little bit.
Maybe.
And don't float the boat, right?
No, I get what you're saying.
Like, your body could be like at her level after doing a 40-year physical job.
You're right.
And you ain't getting nothing.
Okay, but counterpoint to that.
Yeah. You got all the pain and all the pay. Over in 20 seconds.
Okay, but I'll counterpoint that. I mean, people that go into these physical jobs eventually understand that's what the trade-off is, right? This woman may not have that job. She may have went into a different field because she didn't want to have to deal with that. And this was thrust upon her.
But let's say she gets millions.
I mean, yeah, she could end up with enough money where she's done working.
No, I'm talking like eye-opening goddamn.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're suing CBS, the PGA, and Oak Hill for life-changing injuries. That's a possibility here.
So she could be looking at $60
million. Okay, why did you just pick a number? We have no idea.
It was just reported in the break room.
No, it wasn't.
She could be looking at $60
million. Do not listen to this man. He's not telling the truth.
Because I was thinking $20 million a corporation.
Why?
That's nothing to them.
For Oak Hill, $20 million is a lot of money. They're already dealing with a different lawsuit right now over pizza.
Oh, true.
That's a real story.
Oak Hill's got $20 million in the tip jar at the bar.
No, because they don't tip.
Wrong again.
And they just remodeled.
So you're arguing that this is a blessing?
Listen, man, I wouldn't want to have to go through, but...
So then it's not a blessing!
Man, all that money. Your family could be set.
Maybe.
Your children,
it could be a while before you see the money.
But let's say you get it. Let's say you hit for a million.
Let's say everything goes according to how I want it to go.
All right. Okay. Let's say you don't get the big bank, but you get millions of dollars.
Okay.
When everything's settled.
Sure. Yeah, but you're okay.
Is it worth like living your life potentially in discomfort until you die?
You get to be my age. I'm already uncomfortable.
I know we don't know how old this woman is, do we?
No, we do not have an age.
So, yeah, I don't know. How much can you really enjoy doing the things you've always wanted? It would be such a tease if you couldn't even spend that money on things that you want to do.
It's a deal with the devil.
Okay, but she's not Stephen Hawking here.
Well, again,
think about travel alone. Just getting on a plane for, you know, 6-7 hours. That would be almost impossible if she's in bed, if you're uncomfortable.
Well, no, not even in bed. If you got kids, grandkids, it affects the way you walk. You're in chronic pain moving around. Yeah. You can't go do the things you want to do with them, see the things you want to see.
Okay, I mean, if it's to that degree.
Well, yes, she's suing the PGA. She was, okay, you know what? To get a better grasp of what happened, 252-WCMF, we have a man on the phone here who says he was there. We're talking about this woman at the PGA Championships in 2023. She's suing the PGA, CBS, and Oak Hill after she says while standing at a rope line holding people back, she was hit by a golf cart. It sent her over the rope line, knocked her unconscious.
You said she got, launched.
That's what it says, yes. Violently hit her, unconscious. She had a concussion, herniated disc, other injuries to her neck, shoulders, and arms. She said she had to have surgery. She's got ongoing medical care for pain and permanent injuries, and it's affected her life. That's why she's suing.
Yeah.
Jeff says he was there. Hey, Jeff, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey there, everybody. How's it going?
Good, man.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so if this woman's injuries are legitimate, she's going to have about 1,000 witnesses to the incident. If everybody remembers that Saturday when it happened, the tournament on soon for the majority of that day. And me and my buddies, we were standing across from where it happened, and down the left side of the hole she was standing on, there's a big embankment, probably, I don't know, 40, 50 feet, a pretty severe slope. And the golf cart, it wasn't a golf cart in the sense that like you'd see around the neighborhoods and, you know, you put your golf bag on the back of it and, you know, you take a couple of your buddies out. It was one of those maintenance golf carts, a little bit bigger, kind of has like the gator like bed on the end of it. And somebody started to drive it down that embankment. And because it had been raining for so long, they hit the brakes, locked up the wheels, and it slid down that entire embankment and just took her out. I can't confirm if she was unconscious from it. But we watched this golf cart or the maintenance vehicle really slide down this hill for 40 or 50 feet, and it clipped her from behind, and she had no idea it was coming.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, what you witnessed lines up with what this woman is saying in this lawsuit.
Yeah, it was probably like mid-morning, maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock. So there were, I mean, plenty of people around. Everybody had umbrellas. So if her injuries are legitimate, like myself, she's going to have 1,000 witnesses that'll back up what happened.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay, with that being said, now you have a better
answer. Okay, no, yeah. Okay. Terrible, yeah. Terrible.
So here's how we're going to be able to figure out if Tommy really means what he says.
What's that?
All right? Tommy, an angel visits you.
Oh.
The night before you're going to Oak Hill to watch the PGA Championship. Yeah. And this angel tells you, first of all, don't wear a suit and shorts ever again. Second, they tell you tomorrow at some point when you go to the PGA,
yeah,
you're going to be hit by a golf cart. It's going to throw you over the
wall. There's nothing I can do about it.
No, yeah. Look, if you go, this is going to happen.
Runaway golf cart.
Yes, you will be knocked unconscious. You'll need surgery. You will have pain for the rest of your life. You will not be the same. But you will get to sue PGA, Oak Hill, and CBS. We do not know how much money will happen, but that opportunity will present itself. If you go to Oak Hill, that will happen. If you stay home, your life remains the way it is forever. No change.
Ooh.
Tommy, do you go to Oak Hill the next day?
Do they tell me the extent of my injuries?
No.
So it could be
mystery.
I don't know.
You will be what he.
I could just have a concussion, or it could be totally twisted.
What we know, yeah. Okay. What we know about this, yeah, is what you know.
Okay.
But he won't. The angel does not let you feel the pain. It does not tell you how. No.
What's broken?
You do not know. Do you go to Oak Hill the next day?
At the possibility of making upwards of $60 million.
Nobody said $60 million.
I know you're putting that number on it.
Do you go?
I'm going to have to go.
You ain't going, you puss-ass bitch. You're afraid to walk across the street. Nothing's ever happened to you in 20 years. Sorry, go ahead.
I may go.
You lie. Why you lie so hard?
You also have to go through all the process of getting that money, too. Like, you got to show up to court. You got to sell it. And you're always going
to
have
according to you, I have all day because I walk out of here. But now I'll have to wheel myself out of here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Probably move faster.
You also have to accept that people are always going to question whether or not.
Oh, I don't care what people say.
Oh, that's why
you think you don't care until everybody's calling you a liar.
Wait till you see my gold suit.
No, let's walk through what Tommy just said. You can't put on a gold suit.
And
you
my
can't.
Ferrari.
Okay, how are you gonna fit in a Ferrari? You're all twisted up.
They'll lower me. I'll get like a mini crane to lower me, in like you do with the claw at those games
with your $60 million. Yeah. Okay, so to Kimmy's point,
yeah,
whenever lawsuits like this show up. There are always people who automatically assume folks.
Money grab,
exactly,
faker.
Right? If the details.
All those ads on TV, they show you how much money these people get. Sometimes they're like $50, $60 million. The insurance company is going to pay me $600, but they got me $6 million.
The most famous.
Look at my gold suit.
The most famous example of this. All right, so everyone knows the story of the woman who sued McDonald's because her coffee was too hot.
Yeah. She burned her crotch.
Yeah, okay. So the actual story is the coffee was way hotter than anyone in the world could have anticipated,
yes,
and she spilled it on her crotch.
Mm-hmm.
When she spilled it on herself, it was so hot.
How hot was it?
That through her clothing, it fused her labia together. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Melted her skin.
It melted her skin and fused her lips together.
Yeah.
And I know that is, but there's a reason I'm talking about this.
Right.
Initially, this woman just asked for money to pay her medical bills, to which McDonald's tried to undercut her on.
Yeah.
She was forced to take them to court. And when she did, that's when the court awarded her all that money. But all these years later, good coffee's hot, you spill it. Her vagina was closed, literally.
For the season.
And that woman, for life, and that woman had to deal with people making fun of her on an international level. Yeah. Jay Leno, have you heard about this?
I that wouldn't bother me if I hit for $60 million.
I think it would bother you more than you think, because even if let's say that injury causes you to walk strange, right?
You like, say I walk funny now.
Yeah, you do.
I know. Maybe you'd walk normal.
he golf carted back to a human being.
Because everybody's gonna point at you and be like, "All right, you don't have to sell it right now. You know, you got the money. You can quit faking. It's gonna drive you crazy."
What's insane to me?
It'd be hard to hear that from my yacht. Can't hear you over.
Yacht that you can't sit on for too long. This is going to hurt your back.
Amen, sister. Amen.
What do you mean?
No, there's another thing that like you're not thinking about here.
There's a lot of things I'm not thinking about.
Again, talking about this woman back at the PGA Championship in 2023. She says she was hit by a golf cart. We just had a guy, Jeff, call up and said he witnessed the event happen.
Yeah.
She's from outside of Buffalo. Says she was standing on a rope line. She was hit violently by a golf cart that threw her over the rope line, knocked her unconscious, gave her a concussion, herniated disc in her back, needed surgery, other injuries to her neck, arm, and shoulders. She said for the rest of her life is going to be affected by pain. She is suing Oak Hill, the PGA, and CBS for injuries. And Tommy's saying this is a blessing, not a curse. You yourself have dealt with chronic pain.
Yes.
To the point where you
had looking at it right now. chronic ass pain.
No, the only chronic pain are the people forced to look at that much thigh on the live stream. Right?
What's wrong with my thigh?
Again, stop doing that. God.
What? Sorry.
The inside of your legs look like a poorly designed Midwestern highway. We're coming into Kansas City in Thomas Stein. Your back was so bad.
Yes.
That you had to have surgery at how old?
I was in my late 30s.
All right, so let me ask you this then.
I have ringing in my ears
from
this job.
Okay, nobody cares about that. Quit being a bitch. You can trade now the pain, the chronic back pain you had, bring it back right now.
My sciatic.
For the opportunity to sue the PGA, CBS, and Oak Hill. Would you do it?
So I get the searing back pain.
That you had surgery for.
Yeah.
But you have the opportunity to sue these three companies. Would you do it?
I think yeah.
Why'd you have surgery then?
Well, yeah. I'll just go get the surgery again.
No, you can't.
I can't get
the surgery. For the rest, that's what this is.
All right, so my back has to hurt like it did.
Yes, like I feel like you have this idea because you're an idiot that, oh, you got pain, you just go to the doctor, they give
it. Oh, hold on,
you
hold
take
on.
Care to pay for the doctor, you go to.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
All right, so I take the back pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I take the coin.
Yeah.
Then I just get pain pills.
And then you die of overdose.
Right.
Oh, how horrible to be high all day.
And dead.
You don't get to use the money then.
Yeah.
You were going to die in 10 minutes. Give me the Percocets and the bourbon.
Hoping. Again, that would be the ultimate deal with the devil irony is you get this money and you die of a drug overdose. I don't know if you watched the papers. Pretty big story the last 25 years.
I've had a lot of drug addicts in my family, so we just run its course.
Yeah, okay.
We lost another mule to pills.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Everything you do, you think is the right way to do it.
Sure.
Right? Some of it is arrogance. Some of it is just, not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what seems to have become a generational divide is something you never think about when you're done with a vacation. But it turns out, Tommy, it is anything but something simple you shouldn't think about.
After a vacation.
When you're leaving the hotel.
Oh, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, Kimmy.
Yep.
When you check out of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in your room. Your bags are packed.
Yeah.
I want you to walk me through when you walk out the door of your room. to getting in your car what the steps are.
So bags are all packed.
Bags are packed.
There you go.
You're walking out the
door. Walking out the door.
All right, what's the steps?
Well, you usually do one last sweep of the room.
Okay.
Right? Like look underneath things. Make sure you grabbed everything from every part of that room.
Okay.
You didn't leave anything behind.
Okay.
I guess if it's the end of your trip, maybe you leave a tip.
Okay.
And then you go check out at the desk, right? Make sure everything's cool.
Okay. Tommy, would you agree with what she just said?
No.
What don't you do?
So I don't. Well, I mean, I make sure I don't leave anything behind.
Okay.
I don't check out. They've already got my information, so I just leave.
There it is. It turns out the majority of baby boomers do the walkout checkout.
Yeah, because they're just going to email you your bill.
Yeah.
Instead of,
I don't know why though. I just feel like I have to make sure everything's cool.
I gotta settle up.
Oh no! In fact, it is not old school. Oh. It is in fact young school.
I'm afraid I'm doing something wrong if I just walk out.
Wait, right. So the young people are going back to the desk
to check out. So for those who don't know, you are allowed to just walk out of a hotel. Some people will leave the keys in the room and scramble.
Because it's just a piece of plastic.
Some will take them with them. Right? But they're not telling a soul that they left, what Tommy just described. Yeah. And that has caused a major generational fight between Gen Zers and millennials and boomers and older Gen X.
Because it's not necessary.
I've
been doing it like this for 20 years. There's your bill.
Yeah, but
unless you need a printed out bill.
Okay.
Or you got some discrepancy in how much porn you watch.
I don't know why, but I feel like I have to let them know that I left.
Bye. Leaving now. The room is clear. You can clean up now.
I don't know. Maybe they can clean it sooner if you let them know you're gone.
That's become the biggest point of contention. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The younger set overwhelmingly checks out at the front desk. And it is because of a change in travel culture.
Okay, what's the change?
All right, well, Tommy, I would argue the worst value of anything you can spend money on is a night at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're paying a premium money for a bed.
Exactly. And not only that, your check-in is at 3 and your check-out is at like 10.
Yeah.
So you're paying hundreds of dollars for a few hours of a bed that you're not even really going to use. Half the time, I'm out doing stuff anyway.
Right.
Because of that, in an effort to get more bang for their buck, the younger set always asks for early check-in, which is available anytime like after 8 o'clock in the morning as long as the room is ready.
They got a room. Yeah.
You got it. The problem is when boomers walk out of the hotel without checking out, the hotel does not know they've left until checkout time when they knock on the door to clean up, which means the room doesn't get clean as early as it could be, which takes away rooms for early check-in, which screws the younger people that are looking for early check-in.
Gotcha.
If you simply stopped at the desk, literally dozens of more people would have more time in the room.
I could care less about your early punk-ass check-in. Go take a walk and have some breakfast.
That will bitch if the room's not ready. Like, it's almost 3 o'clock and I want to get in now. What do you mean you don't have a room for me? I booked this months ago.
I'm an Ultra Diamond member. I'm a go manager.
I signed up for many of your credit cards.
I have 5,000 points on my account. No, I don't want to use them. I want my room right now. You mean you never asked for an early check-in?
Yeah, we've done it.
You've never been frustrated when it's not available?
Usually we don't get it.
Yeah, you know why? Because it dicks like you just walk it out.
I don't really care. I'm like you, though, with the room. My wife's big, like, the room, this, that. Yeah. I'm so used to, like, the dumps we stayed at. You didn't want an early check-in. It was, like, more depression.
Oh, no, I don't care how dumpy it is. You're right. I don't care about the room. I will stay anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's just a bed. I do want in that room as early as possible because I want the value.
He's playing it cooler than he'd actually be right now.
No, because I don't
need early check-in. I'll go walk around with all my things for an hour or two until they're ready for me.
No, but she's right.
No, you take your luggage. You leave it at the front desk.
If you have a hotel where you can do that.
Every hotel.
No.
Even the rattiest hotel, you can leave your stuff. They have a storage.
Bro, I stay at 7 to 10 hotels during hockey.
They all got it.
They do not all got it. It is now a certain level of hotel. And maybe maybe with your shorts and your suit coat today, you're staying at higher end premium hotels. If you go to like a chain name hotel, they will not take your bags and let you walk. You got to keep them where they are. You got to keep them with you. And if you're flying somewhere, guess what, bud? You're SOL. You're sitting for hours in a damn lobby.
I have never dragged my luggage around.
Well, maybe you're staying at a premium place.
No big deal, buddy.
buddy.
You know, I get those wheeze dollars I'm still spending.
That's a lie. 252-WCMF, which is the right way to do it? Do you check out when you are leaving the hotel, go to the front desk, give me your keys and say, I'm gone, or do you walk right out of the hotel like Tommy and the rest of his generation do?
But you can do that. That's a legal thing. Yeah. You can do. They have your information.
Yes.
They've already run your card.
Sure, sure. You can legally look at a woman and go, you're ugly. It doesn't mean you should do it.
I understand.
I guess it's just a simple, easy thing to do that could save everybody time in the long run, so why not?
Like, that's the funniest
part. It
doesn't
take long.
You're not.
You just say bye.
Thank you. It takes literally 3 seconds. Yeah. 3 seconds for you to check out.
Yeah, man. These are the same people that, you know, hang their towel back and all that stuff and try to be all, you know,
earth-friendly. Wait a minute. You get a new towel every day?
Oh, I get new towels. I ask for new towels every day, yeah. My tip.
Why?
I want fresh towel.
Did you see the picture of the turtles inside the bathroom?
Yeah, what about them?
Those turtles die every time you get a new towel, they kill a turtle.
I'm fine with that, man. I don't run across that many turtles.
I haven't read the pamphlet, but that's what I assume based on the pictures I've seen. Why?
No, I don't.
You don't need a new towel at a hotel
unless,
every day.
Unless, like, your short towels. I get asking for towels.
Oh, no, all his towels are short towels.
No, I always ask for new towels.
Every day.
Yeah. Because I'll use them.
Okay.
If there's a robe, I use that robe.
That's weird, because, bro, they don't wash those robes.
I always wonder who uses the robes.
I like how you think, like, everything I like, oh, they don't do that.
Look me in the face.
Oh, don't do that.
Look me in the face. We know a lot about the hotel industry based on our jobs.
Yeah.
For those who are unaware, there are a lot of hotels. Those people that are cleaning the rooms are not working for minimum wage.
But I always tip.
That's fine. What I'm saying is, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you're working for $6, $7 an hour.
Right.
Cleaning up filth from people that stayed in a room. And you see what looks to be clean robe lying on a bed.
It doesn't look like anybody used this.
So you think that robe is gross?
I know they're hanging that stuff right back up. And I would too. I don't care.
Okay.
Ain't my robe.
So do you get in that bed?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Same concept.
I have no choice. I have no choice. Oh,
no. You could bring your own sheets and lay it out on top so you don't get any grimy trucker butt all over your fine body.
Here's the difference. All right. I put on gym shorts when I sleep in a hotel bed. So my genitals are not rubbing on the sheets. You, on the other hand, taking your bare butt and your bare balls and your bare dong, and you're having...
Oh, I'm bare donging it.
You're having
Wrong
all kinds
dong,
of...
Tommy.
You might as well find a trucker outside and be like, excuse me, can we touch penises?
I've never had a rash. Look.
Again, bro, I'm looking at your legs. Those are not human legs. Whatever is going on
no
from
rash.
The middle of your thigh down is from that...
Ask your mama.
Robe. It's from the... See, you're taking shots.
Oh, yeah.
Look how gross out he is. I will buy clothes from thrift stores because those are gross.
I know.
Yeah, I use a robe in a hotel.
A robe. Yeah.
I take full advantage of a hotel, man.
I just don't picture you as a robe guy, period.
I'm a huge robe guy.
I know, and it's weird.
You know, Jerry brings up a great point here.
Oh, Jerry.
Duffy on WCMF.
Most Jerrys are stiffs.
Well, this Jerry looks really cool.
Yeah.
Jerry writes, most every hotel has checkout on the TV. He's right. You can just press a button on the TV, and it lets them know you're leaving.
Okay. They probably also realize I'm gone when I walk past them going out to my car.
Oh, you're right. I forgot all of the folks that work in housekeeping. Oh, there goes Tommy. He's gone now. We've been watching him all weekend, looking at his every move when he wears that bear dong trucker robe that he's been wearing. I remember the first time I was on the road.
Yeah.
I was like 16 years old, and I was with an older comic. We had separate rooms.
Yeah.
And... I go to the desk to check out, and he goes, let's go. And I thought we were breaking the law.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm serious. We got in the car, and we drove away, and I was like, I was waiting for a police officer to, like, pull us over, right?
So you're going to, like, return your little plastic swipe card and the whole thing?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I kind of, you know, those things cost money. They reuse them.
Yeah, but what's that? Yeah, you just leave it. I just leave it in the room.
Okay. Why?
With my wadded-up robe and all the towels all over the floor.
As they put
the
it back.
The faucet's running.
It's a five-penis robe at this point. Just so many penises.
All the lights are on.
Philip writes, some nicer hotels have apps now you can use to tell them you've checked out. Would Tommy know how to download that?
I don't care. I ain't doing it.
So the answer's no.
I don't want them tracking me.
The answer's no. Al writes, and I'm with Al on this one, people like Tommy are the reason us Gen Z got issues with some boomers. Just inconsiderate dicks. Takes like 30 seconds. Just tell them you're leaving.
Look, I'm only here for a short time, and I'm going to spend all your money, and I'm going to eat all your avocados.
By the way, is it a short
time? Just get over it.
Is it a short time? Because it feels like an eternity. Just die.
I'm just here for all of it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A massive generational argument, which is currently happening in the room right now, has broken out as simple as trying to check out of a hotel. Kimmy, as a normal person And as younger persons are now tending to do.
It just feels like you're wrapping up your trip in a nice little bow, too, right?
Yes.
For who?
I don't know. It's more of a...
paying it forward?
No. It's just something I feel like it
as a citizen.
No, it's not a moral thing at all. I just feel
better. You kind of make it a moral thing.
It is a moral thing.
It is, but I feel like I have to do it because I feel like that's how you end your trip. That's what you do.
That's what you do. You end your trip. You ended it properly by alerting the authorities that I have left the room.
Yes.
Otherwise, it feels open-ended or something. Like maybe I forgot something.
And the next group of backpacking punks can move in.
With their bare penises all over the room.
Bare penises spend their parents' money.
Again, younger people are checking out of hotels, going to the desk, saying we're leaving, you know, the 3 seconds that it takes. Yeah. Tommy and his generation, the boomers, just walk right out of the hotel. Yeah. They don't tell anybody. And the reason that's a problem is folks now looking for early check-in can't get early check-in because they don't check the room until a certain point if they think you're still there, which eliminates the ability for the room to get cleaned for people that are coming in.
Yes.
But you're so full of crap. If you got to a hotel and the room wasn't ready, your wife is just going to sit there and go, oh, okay, great, no problem.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I haven't experienced that yet.
We
rarely ever get that early check-in.
I've been to hotels where it's not even ready at check-in because of dicks like you.
Yeah, because I'm still in there.
Yeah.
Like wiping my face with my Social Security check.
That also had a trucker's penis on it for some reason.
I'm surprised more people your age don't check out because of paranoia. Like they're afraid they're going to be charged for something or there's going to be something on. They just want to look at the bill so they can be face to face with somebody to argue something on that bill.
I'm with Kimmy.
I mean,
on
you
that.
Could, but usually you could just pull up your email and it'll be there.
Yeah, but I'd rather deal with it.
But then you got to call.
Exactly.
You gotta wait on
hold. I'm overcharged over here.
Yeah. I'm dealing with it in the moment. I'm dealing. Yeah. No, Kimmy's right. You know, you brought up something interesting.
What's that?
You said you use a new towel every day, which is psycho.
I'm a 2-shower a day guy.
Yeah.
You know, on the road.
Sure. Right? Yeah. I'm glad to count all those penises you're touching in your robe.
So I'll burn through 2 towels a day, and I just throw them on the floor.
Yeah.
And then the girl comes, if I see her or I'll ask for extra towels.
Okay. Is there a weird
and
thing?
And I tip up.
Is there a weird thing you ask for when you go to a hotel? Because I am guilty of. You know, I can't bring my shoulder pillow when we go stay in hotels. It's too big. Hey, man.
Tough to travel.
Your shoulder pillow.
Yeah, I need my shoulder pillow because I'm out
hurt
here.
My shoulder.
Hashtags no days off. Hashtag stay ready soon. Got to get ready.
Get ready for what?
Whatever's coming.
Shoulder pillows?
Punching a guy in shorts and a suit in the face because I couldn't get early check-in. I will ask for 3 extra pillows.
My God, man, what are you?
Okay.
Yeah,
an Arabian prince?
I have to build.
What do you like? Set up your harem in a tent?
I have
maybe one.
No, I have to build
extra pillow.
I have to build a nest so I'm off the ground.
Build a nest
off the bed so I don't. Yeah. So like when I check in,
it is available.
I'm the 60-year-old in this room.
Well, what do you want from me, man? You're not athletic in any way, based on what your legs look like in those shorts.
I was bouncing around athletic last night.
See, again, this is how he knows he's in the wrong. It's nothing but crappy mom jokes.
He's wrapped around your mama.
Is there anything weird you ask for when you go to hotels?
Well, my husband's like, he has this weird thing where he refuses to travel with a toothbrush. So he's always like, not that it's a weird thing to request, but he always will wait until he gets to a hotel to get his toothbrush.
But some of them don't offer them for free.
Everywhere we've been does.
Okay.
Why doesn't he travel with
toothbrush? But the thing is, it's like a crappy toothbrush.
Yes, it's going to be the world's worst toothbrush.
I mean,
but
works.
He will not travel with a toothbrush.
That's, is he skeeved out by having to put it in a bag?
Maybe. Oh, maybe it's that.
But you can buy those. Like every time you go to the dentist, they give you toothbrushes.
Yeah.
No, but I need a higher quality toothbrush.
All right, but you're not going to get one, to your point, from the desk.
No, but I guess the point I'm making is I don't want to use the free one, and plus I don't go to the dentist. No. But I'd rather use a crappy one time because I am kind of skeeved out about having to put my toothbrush in a travel bag.
I think that's maybe what it is.
You put it in a little Ziploc bag.
Oh, you put a Ziploc bag like a bitch?
What are you afraid of?
I figured out I got my toothbrush in my Ziploc bag so it stays fresh.
I do.
Oh, my God. Look at my penis. It's touching all the trucker's penis. It's got to go to my penis trucker touch-up meeting later in the hotel.
Well, there's a reason why I got nice teeth. What?
Nothing.
I don't use over-the-counter, Motel 6 toothbrush.
You have a prescription toothbrush.
I have a nice one.
Yeah? Not an over-the-counter toothbrush.
Oral-B, baby. Number one.
Is that the number one toothbrush?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oral-B, brand.
Yeah. There's a... Now I can't think of another toothbrush brand. But there's like 5 of them.
Really? Name one.
Oral-C.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If this wasn't on video, I wouldn't believe it.
Oh.
And even there. Because this man should be dead.
Wow.
This is not humanly possible.
What'd he do?
And I don't have anyone that could explain to me so far how this worked. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new Guinness World Record has been set.
Wow, so this is official.
It's official. A Croatian free diver named Vitomir Markacic.
So this is a guy that just goes down to the bottom with no tank, no nothing.
You
just
got
holds
it.
His breath.
You got it. He has set a new world record by holding his breath for 30 minutes.
Wait, that's insane.
That's what I just
said. You can't
said.
Do that. Yeah. You can't do that.
The what? Mark of 29 minutes and 3 seconds in front of 5 judges and 100 spectators broke the previous world record of 24 minutes and 37 seconds, which had been set by another Croatian, Budimir Sabat.
I wonder why Croatians are so good at this.
Maybe yeah, not a lot of oxygen up there in Croatia.
Or so, maybe a
but
lot.
They're going underwater, right?
They're underwater, yes.
Yeah, so they're diving and holding
no,
their breath.
But I think what you're thinking of are those deep divers where they go really deep.
Like those sponge divers, those guys
no,
that do that.
But they could do this in a pool.
So
like,
he is
it's just how long they're holding their breath for.
So he is a free diver.
Yeah.
In this case, he didn't have, it looks like he was just in a pool.
Okay.
When he was doing
but
it.
But is he a submerged?
Yes, underwater.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's insane.
30 minutes. How do you not die?
How do you not just go unconscious?
Thank you.
And then float to the top.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because you're not getting...
Your body would shut down.
You're not getting...
I saw that they like pumped themselves full of oxygen...
With what?
Before. So like right before they do this, okay. they're on oxygen for a certain amount of time.
Oh, I mean like a tank?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cheating.
But, well, not when they're underwater, but like just before they get in the water.
But even so, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, to his point, that's cheating.
Like those Greek sponge divers just jumped off the boat, went down to the bottom to get the sponge.
Right, calm down with the Greek sponge divers, man. It's the second time.
When you see a big, hairy, wet guy coming out holding his breath, that's impressive, man, when he's holding a bunch of sponges.
Yeah, so I guess they train doing that, yeah. And that's how they build up
their lung
time.
Capacity.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean to his point, to Kimmy's point there.
Yeah.
It says he's trained for years for this one attempt.
Yeah.
But even if I sucked in a whole bunch of pure oxygen, right, I still wouldn't think I'd be able to hold my breath for 30 effing
It would be unnatural.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So he says, you know, asking how he did it, quote, "It's not about how much you inhale. It's about how little you need. No panic, no thoughts, just silence. That's how you make it to 29.
That's crazy.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So he also owns the world record for unaided breath holding. That's without the oxygen.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
11 minutes and 35 seconds.
Wow, what a big difference. Holy crap.
That's a big difference in time, man. Which is still impressive. I didn't think you could hold your breath more than 4 or 5 minutes.
I don't. So, fun fact, the 11 minutes and 35 seconds, the world record he holds for holding his breath, that's about the same a dolphin can do.
Oh.
According to this story in front of us here. And I have done no further research, so I'm just going to take that as
dolphins?
Yeah, so, like, this man's a human dolphin.
It is amazing, because, like he was saying, he has to, like, clear his head of any thoughts. So you're just down there not thinking about anything for 30 minutes?
Not even thinking about the fact that I ain't breathing?
Well, that would be the last thing you'd want to think
about.
But it's this thing I'm not doing right now.
I don't think just sitting here, I could clear my head of thoughts for 30 minutes.
Yeah, think about that. She's right.
Well, so did you guys know that only 50% of humans have inner monologue?
I did hear that, yes.
So like, you know like how like when...
You talk to yourself.
Or you're reading something and you hear a voice reading something.
You're hearing a voice in your head. Half of humanity doesn't have that.
So what do they do?
Nothing. They have no voice in their head.
Does that make them dumber or smarter?
I don't know if it means dumber or smarter. I don't know if it means anything.
It has to affect you somehow.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have that?
Well, I talk to myself all the time.
So dumber then. No, like when you don't
talk. That was quick research.
When you don't talk.
Yeah. I create stories in my head.
But you can hear a voice.
This is my voice.
No, I'm saying, okay, so you have a voice in your head.
Yeah.
Your voice talking to you.
Okay,
so you have an inner monologue. Yeah, I don't know if it makes you dumber or smarter, but half of people don't have that. So maybe this guy doesn't have the inner monologue, so it's easier to quiet your brain.
All right.
I don't know.
But I would think the thoughts would help distract you from the fact that you're counting time, like counting down on a clock.
Unless.
Oh, yeah, but.
I would almost want my mind to wander for a little while.
Yeah, true. But then that voice might say, "Man, you haven't breathed in a while. How you doing?"
252 WCMF. We're talking about this Croatian free diver, who just set a world record.
Beat the Dolphins.
Holding his breath. Yeah, Larry Zonka was pissed. For almost 30 minutes. That was with the aid of sucking in a whole bunch of oxygen before. He also owns the world record for unaided, which was just over 11 minutes, 35 seconds, which is about the same amount a dolphin holds their breath. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Did you know that a harbor seal can hold their breath underwater for 222 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are like...
marine animals.
Amphibious
animals.
Oh,
wait, animals. No, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. Harbor seal is 30. Oh. A beaked whale holds the record for mammals, 222 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I get it. They're amphibious. They live in and out.
No,
we ain't.
No, they don't live on land.
No, but they can come up and down. Like a harbor seal can come up out of the water and then go back in the water.
But is that the definition of amphibious?
I thought it was. I thought you did both.
Kimmy, can we get
Well, it is. But I'm thinking more like a frog.
Like, they can use both flippers.
A frog is amphibian.
Yes.
But the seal can be amphibious.
Like an amphibious
invisible being that you can't see. Got no inner monologue. Enzo zone. What did you say yesterday?
Yeah. An amphibious animal is a vertebrae that spends part of its life in the water and part of it on land.
But mammals aren't vertebrates, right?
I don't think so, no.
But what do you call a seal? Because it can come out of the water and go back in the
water. A mammal?
Yeah, we're talking like frogs, toads, salamanders. Right. Yeah, right. That's an amphibian.
Oh. None of this matters. I just wanted you to feel better.
So, for instance, like they spend part of their life in water, like a tadpole.
Yeah.
They live in the water.
But they have no erroneous zone.
There it was. By the way, erroneous zone is he was the record. That record was broken for holding breath. Greek sponge diver, erroneous zone, which has got Tommy's erogenous zone all worked up this morning, which you can clearly see because he's wearing shorts with a suit coat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.